object labels. The uncovering of the tomb of Tutankhamun in 1922 triggered a European, British and American mania for ancient Egyptian design elements such as insects, ibis-type birds and geometric patterns. The 1920s also saw renewed enthusiasm for sumptuous Chinese and Japanese styles and motifs expressed in some of these purses. Figures of courting couples dressed in fanciful styles from the 17th century often appear on 20th century beadwork, as do castles and village scenes. Some First Nations American peoples have long traditions of beading on soft leather. Genuine First Nations American bags became fashionable accessories in the 1920s, but patterns of beading taken from First Nations American designs can be seen in commercially manufactured American bags too. Through the 19th and into the 20th century, many First Nations American cultures adopted new resources such as pre-made frames, clasps and chains to produce beaded bags for the tourist market. From the 1920s, Hiawatha instructional books for beaded and crocheted purses were published in the USA. Even in Australia, directions for creating them were printed in the women's pages of newspapers. Today, these directions seem very complicated.